We are mere days away from January 20th, 2025, the second inauguration of Donald Trump as America's 47th president. It is much anticipated by all, with some jubilant and others, well, you know, dreading the moment. But it ought to be much anticipated for a remarkable deadline that Donald Trump has given for that day. It was a deadline that he gave during a wild press conference on January 6th. Like so many Trump episodes, that press conference was at times entertaining and another times kind of surreal. It included moments of downright insanity. Trump talked about everything from seizing the Panama Canal and Greenland to renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America and even making Canada 51st state by use of quote-unquote economic force, if necessary. I nearly wrecked my car when I heard that one. But with all that said, I was particularly struck by a remarkable threat and deadline that the incoming president made to Hamas at that press conference. Donald Trump's most striking statement was his vow that if the hostages still being held in Gaza by Hamas are not released by the time of his January 20th inaugural, quote, all hell will break out in the Middle East, unquote. Trump made a direct threat, quote, it will not be good for Hamas, he said. All hell will break out. I don't have to say any more, but that's what it is. Wow. It was an extraordinary statement. For me, as a Reagan scholar, and for a lot of Americans, it harkens back to what happened on January 20th, 1981, at the time of Ronald Reagan's presidential inauguration. For 444 days, 52 American hostages had been held captive by Islamist fanatics in Tehran. And yet, the very moment that Reagan swore the oath of office, the hostages were freed. The next day's headline beamed across the New York Times. It said, quote, Reagan takes office as 40th president, promises an era of national renewal. Minutes later, 52 U.S. hostages in Iran fly to freedom after 444-day ordeal. Quite a headline. It has long been a source of debate, controversy, and even conspiracy as to what exactly the incoming Reagan team and president might have done to precipitate that hostage release. Personally, I've written about it for years in books and articles, and this commentary here isn't the place to take a deep dive. But more to my point in this commentary, Ronald Reagan, like Donald Trump, made threats to the hostage takers. In March 1980, Reagan publicly stated that the United States should issue a deadline for the hostages' release and take, quote-unquote, unpleasant action against Iran if the deadline was not met. Like Donald Trump today, Ronald Reagan didn't describe what that action might look like. He didn't need to. In December 1980, Reagan explicitly warned, quote, there should be no delay in freeing the hostages, unquote. It turned out that the Iranians listened. There was no delay whatsoever. In fact, again, they freed the hostages immediately as Ronald Reagan was being sworn in. One could argue that the hostage situation with Hamas today is actually far worse than the Iranian crisis in 1979 to 1981, in this very humanitarian respect. Though the U.S. hostages in Iran were bound and tied and not treated well, they weren't tortured. Conversely, the Hamas hostages today have been beaten, raped, brutalized, killed. The Hamas captors are savages. Donald Trump acknowledged exactly that in his press conference on January 6th. And so, like Ronald Reagan, he wants a release of the hostages very soon. He set a deadline, January 20th, 2025, not unlike January 20th, 1981. If the hostages aren't freed, Donald Trump vows, all hell will break loose. What that looks like remains to be seen. Things could get very interesting very soon. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.